already have the impression to be free, yet the social roles we ought to undertake makes the worst of cages. And the more someone is different, the more we mistrust him or her, and yet we shall mistrust the more we grow apart from our natural self. And we shall retain a certain allergy so that we don't get to mingle with anyone striving with worldly ambitions. And so perfect the bourgeoisie wants to accomplish his things that so perfectly later wants to destroy them. And all adventures can bring us a treasure, we just have to know when to pull back on time and to be less authorized by others. We ought to become more authorities of our own selves. And we either get in the hopeless fight against corruption or try to get out in what is still fresh and genuine. And as long as we keep in a capitalist regime, the possibility is never there to be self-sufficient. And in the end, any form of authority creates a numbing, and that is why we shall be authorities of our own selves. And we shall be liberal, and that's it, without granting any further power to falsely demonstrate our tolerance. And we have gone from striving for equal opportunities to become all equalized for the sake of governance. And the representation is chosen only for the sake of power continuation and not matching the actual reality. We consume by burning energy, yet for a spiritual revival we ought to learn to naturally absorb it. And only on the path to perfection we can find our pace and peace nothing can remove us from. And the bad doctrine is the one giving credits to those who enforce its power, and the good doctrine is the one giving credits to those who abstain from power. And if for the sake of creation we ought to imprison ourselves, let our prison have all the natural forces. And only by playing prudent we diminish the evil chances by 50%. And it is clear that we anticipate the game over of us all by wanting to procrastinate the game over of each of us. And sooner or later what we use as glue become the next material for our future creations. And the middle class man always revenges against its exact opposite, literally those who can take care of themselves. And we became far more tolerant out in the public as we became far more intolerant in our private sphere. And poisoning, it's not what we consume per se, but the fact that we didn't process ourselves what we consume. And unless there is already some irony within, any serious attempt will be made ironic from the outside. And we are all chanting, thinking of our originality, and yet we replay very old discs. And the more we investigate ourselves, the more variety we'll be able to nourish from the outside. and the more our lives become regimentalized, the less chances we have to communicate our natural selves. And it is either the environment making its creatures magical or vice versa, but real magic is a symbiosis of the two. And the biggest human loss is that while nomadity is still allowed, it can't be performed with an offspring. And there is nothing worse to authentic human culture than any form of imperialism coming through. And the more powerful a framework gets, the more it to destroy the predecessing framework. And since everything is already there, we just have to find the faith to guide us to what is valuable to us. And it is a fact that before starting something, everyone tells what to do, and after beginning, everyone tells what not to do. And our kingdom can only be within us, as any other kingdom will rise and deteriorate. As any egalitarian ideology will bring humanity back even more into a feudal state, we shall resort to a transcendentalist philosophy. And we ought to be able to distinguish between those who are creative and those who are destructive, and this is generally the apolitical and the political. And in principle, common sense can only be achieved by being the authority of oneself without subjecting to others. And from chaos to governance, politicians imply total apathy. And time will only tell that people want to be right with their opinion and will use any mean to impose it onto others. And when even the most contemplative of souls rise, it is time for a total revolution. And there is nothing more harmful to humans than pride, and there's nothing more beneficial to humans than its renunciation. And any governmental initiative coming through is just a black hole in the history of humanity. And ideology is always a star lacking a tip, and that is that of the divine. And the only common thing about societies is people hailing or complaining about their differences. And we grow in difference as we have experienced enough human nature and know we can expect anything. And consumer societies have understood that in order to maintain wealth, the solution is not socialism but imperialism. And in the end, the poetic soul is left with a faith in social failure and individual success. And in a most worldly society, one cannot but leave a seed of its spiritual potential. We can only do right intuitively following where the desaturated potential is, and part of the process in finding the way is to get very lost. And while oppressors are likely to castrate others, liberators are likely to castrate themselves to free others. and luxury with his gold is but the autumn preceding the social winter and death. And the political medicines to heal society can only be applied in those where the majority can afford them. And against the worldly power, only our natural will can be effective. And as it is clear that in order to survive, humans will have to collaborate, it is clear that this is not possible until autocrats are still around. And if we opt to become technological, let the technology always be deducible to our own nature. And in the socialist enhancement, mediocrity prevails and life becomes too intolerable. And put humans to do something unnatural, and the most evil ideologies will come out of them. And in an organic setting, borders are the most fermenting, while in the inorganicity of the nation, they are the most dry. And it is not trying to surpass the cosmos, but going back to our cosmos that we can function in harmony within it. And the simpler we want to be, the harder our skin ought to become.